Welcome to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner. Carrie believes if you want to experience clarity in business and in life, then discovering who you are, why you're here, and where you're going is a must. The Igniting Souls podcast is dedicated to help you do just this. And now, here's Carrie.
Just got this invoice from the plumber, and if you look at the bottom, it's like $159 or something like that, $159 for a plumber to come out and fix a leaky pipe. Now, was it worth it? Absolutely. Absolutely. In fact, could I have done it myself? Maybe. I'm going to guess and say probably, but here's the point I learned as an entrepreneur a long time ago. We always talk about how much should I charge, what's my billable rate, these types of questions. I get these all the time from coaching clients. They say, hey, I'm doing my first product, my first program, my first client, how much should I charge? And what I ask people to do is as I push it back on them all the time, I say, how much do you want to make? And that immediately causes fear and panic, because they say, well, what's the going rate? What should, you know, what's okay? What's too much? What's too little? And I say, how much do you want to make per hour? And it forces them to deal with all kinds of issues internally, like value, worth, rejection, fear. I mean, all these issues come roaring back into their awareness. Now, I know what they want me to do. They want me to say, well, you should charge $250 an hour, $500 an hour, or $5,000 an hour, whatever the rate is, $50 an hour. But here's the problem with that. They're depending upon me to name their value. And that's a very scary thing, because in reality, they want to be off the hook. They don't want to tell someone what they're worth. And if somebody rejects them for the price I say, then they can say, it's Carrie's problem. It's Carrie's fault. You know, Carrie was unaware. But if they put themselves on the line, then they have to deal with those issues. That was just a side lesson. Back to the other lesson, right? Which is the plumber who just charged me $159 to fix this leaky pipe. Here's the point. The old Carrie, Carrie Entrepreneur 1.0, here's what I would have done. I would have gone to YouTube, I would have watched a video, I would have done the homework, and what I would have realized is, you know what, I can do that. Then I would have gone to the hardware store, and they have a joke in the home improvement world that says that the average person who begins a plumbing job has to make 4 trips. I literally could have burned half a day, a whole day, maybe 2 days, figuring out how to fix this leaky pipe, getting the right tools, going back and talking to the person at Menards or Home Depot or Lowe's. Here's the point, folks. That would have lost the business, my business, an incredible sum of money. My billable rate for 8 hours or 10 hours or however long it would have taken, even 2 hours. Here's the point. I actually saved money by hiring this plumber. Once you realize economics as an entrepreneur, it's so much easier. Because for me to come in with my flawed, faulty plumbing skills that are really non-existent, rather than hire an expert who's in, who's out, the right tools, the part was in the van, it's guaranteed. I mean, everything is in and out, boom, we're done. This guy was so fast. I gotta say the name, Ryko Plumbing, great job, folks. So here's the bottom line. You must determine your hourly rate if you're gonna use this secret formula. What do I mean by that? If you don't know what you would charge per hour, I don't know if hiring the plumber is the most brilliant move I've ever made or the dumbest move I've ever made. So many people out there don't know their hourly billable rate as entrepreneurs, and therefore they don't know what to charge. They don't know who to outsource their work to because they haven't answered that difficult question. You can actually earn money all day long in your business by hiring out what is not in your strength zone, by outsourcing the jobs that you know are going to take you 10 times longer or even the same amount of time. If you're worth $100 an hour and you can hire a job for $50 an hour to somebody else, you're actually doubling your money. Did you catch that? This is an economics lesson that so few entrepreneurs even know or understand, and as a result, they have tremendous struggle about being profitable. I had to learn this early on. It's a lesson that I'm excited about because not only did I crush some work today up in the house while I was on my laptop, but I was actually not burning time by fixing a leaky pipe. This is Cary Oberbrunner, Be a Soul on Fire. First action item, determine your billable hourly rate. Second action item, look and see what in your life can be outsourced, things you don't enjoy or things that are costing your business money. That's the way to get smarter and faster and go further. We'll see you.
Thanks so much for listening to the Igniting Souls podcast. As a subscriber, we challenge you to be more than just a passive listener. Show up, filled up, and become a member of the tribe. Visit us on the web at caryoberbrunner.com. Remember, the most powerful weapon on earth is the human soul on fire.